For those listening to the podcast, I apologize. My sermon got cut off in the middle, and this is the conclusion, at least the content of the conclusion that you missed, that got cut off. We watched a clip from A Beautiful Mind, and the wife of John Nash has to decide whether to commit him. He might be dangerous. He has schizophrenia, and he's not taking his medication. And so the clip shows her refusing to commit him. They continue to live together, and she sort of communicates that she needs to believe that something extraordinary is possible. And I think it cut off with me saying no one would blame her for committing him. They have a young child. He's not altogether stable, although he's trying deeply, right, to get healthy, at least healthy enough. And so she makes this radical move, this risk to allow love to override some of her better judgment, maybe some of what is practical or what makes sense, in the hope that making this move of love can help heal their relationship and help provide him with the kind of family and home he needs. She doesn't think the institution is where he belongs. And so while committing him is not wrong, she doesn't violate any principle of morality, there's this call to love, to faith, to risk that goes well beyond what is rational. And in the end, this actually does in fact save him. It is redemptive. This is the kind of love that Ruth shows Naomi when she goes to Israel and leaves her people to be with her mother-in-law. Above and beyond, the kind of love that goes well beyond what makes sense. If we're going to make mistakes, let us make them out of love. But I know that there's a lot of people whose hearts are closed, at least in part. Part of your heart might be closed because of the pain of a divorce, broken relationships, co-workers that have hurt you. Some of your heart is closed because the world just seems like it's out of control and hopeless, and the problems seem so daunting that you close off. It's a relationship with a parent or with a child, and we just don't want to be hurt anymore. And so we begin to close off. We close off to ourselves. The hope that I could be different, overcome addiction, stop the habits that seem to control me and keep me in chains, and we start to close our heart to ourselves. Some of us close our heart to God. There's real pain in the world, and that pain is hard to square with a God who loves us and wants what's best for us, and so we shut down. And all I'm suggesting today is that we might open our hearts a little bit, that love might allow us to make some of these kinds of mistakes, at least the world might see them as mistakes, to opening ourselves up to being hurt one more time. I'm not suggesting you stay in a bad marriage or in an abusive situation. I never want someone to stay in a job where they're just taken advantage of. Of course, we have to be wise, but many of us shut our hearts too quickly. And that I think when we open them to the possibilities that God might have for us, redemption occurs, the miraculous occurs. And so I hope that you might keep your hearts open, even make another move towards those people who have hurt you. How is the question? Many people want to do this, but how do I do it? Like, what steps do I take? And this is where it's tough, because there's just no shortcut and there's just no free lunch. It's through actual actions. Our bodies have to move in particular ways, do particular things to demonstrate love, grace, hospitality. We have to practice in small ways so that we might be ready for dramatic ways. You can't think your way to this. You can't hope your way to this. Like, I'd love to be able to do that. I'm a thinker, right? I'd love to be able to solve this problem in my head. But the fact of the matter is, Ruth has to go with Naomi to a dangerous land. That's how she demonstrates love. That's how her heart stays open after the death of her own husband for when she meets Boaz. She's ready for love because she's opened her heart with her actions. This is what John Nash's wife does. She demonstrates it by living with him, even though he's off his medication, saying, I love you and we're going to get through this together. That kind of dramatic hope and love is how things change. And it starts small. If you want to learn how to play an instrument, you've got to start small and practice. If you want to learn how to cook, you got to start small. Something simple. Follow a recipe and practice. You want to learn how to surf? You want to learn how to dribble a basketball? Whatever skill you want to learn, you start small and you practice, and as you practice, it gets easier. There's no shortcut. We just start with small acts of love, and we keep trusting God that our hearts might continue to stay open, that the miraculous might be possible, that something extraordinary might happen through us. And so that's my hope and my prayer today, is that I might continue to keep my heart open, that when I make mistakes, that they are motivated by grace, that they are motivated by love, that they are motivated by faith. Those kinds of mistakes I can live with.